Good morning, and this is and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis again, your daily inspiration. And so yesterday morning we were in Colossians, and I think we're just going to continue there, Colossians chapter 3. So here we have, yesterday morning we were mostly talking about if you're risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, set your affections on things above, not on things below, and all that kind of good stuff. So this morning, I think we're just going to pick up kind of in the same passage, maybe start in verse 5. I'll go back to verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. So here we have a picture of, okay, when Christ is your life, then mortify yourself, seek to put those things away, seek to get rid of, if you're in fornication, that needs to go. If there's any uncleanness within your heart, that needs to go. Inordinate affection. Inappropriate affection. If things affect you, earthly things affect you, that needs to go. Evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry also. All these things are idolatry, and they need to be out of our life. Covetousness is one that could be easily tucked away in someone's heart. Even though if you're a Christian, if you're a born-again believer, covetousness could still be tucked away, and you could be coveting, desiring after things. And that needs to be crucified. That needs to be put away. And he's asking to mortify, therefore, your members. Mortify your heart, mortify your hands, your feet, your eyes, whatever it takes you to get that, to get more, to whatever this is that you might be in. And hopefully nobody's in anything, but we do still have flesh and blood surrounding us, so it wants to draw us away. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. So if we're continually walking in these things, the wrath of God cometh on us if we're the children of disobedience. In which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these. So that's not the end of it yet. So now you put. So again, you got to remember he's talking to Colossians here, but I believe it also is for us today, in which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouths. And so all that needs to go. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication needs to go. So seek to mortify yourself, to cleanse yourself, to to be holy, to be righteous, to be walking in complete holiness and righteousness with the Lord Jesus Christ and having fellowship with him. All right, I think we're going to leave it at that this morning, and we'll probably pick up in the same chapter tomorrow morning. I think there's more there that we could get and that the Lord could bless our heart with. So thanks for listening. And may the Lord bless your day. And before the week's over, I'll give you a phone number that we have a Bible study. And every Saturday morning we have a Bible study. And before the week's over, I'll give you that number. You can call in. We also have Life Church service if you please to listen in. But we, yeah, definitely come to the Bible study. We have some interesting times on there. So thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.